Okay, listen, since I'm getting so fucked up, here's a poem about love, about being fucked up. Let's all, after this poem, let's all get drunk together and forget it. All right, let me read it. It's a good one, though. I think it is if I can handle it. What's the score after... Here we go. It's going to be a tough one, but we'll make it. Three or four pages. Okay, but I mean it. It's good. Okay, this is called Love. You guys will know what love is, huh? Check this out, motherfuckers. Check it. Okay, love. Sally was a sloppy leaver. She was good with the notes. She wrote them with a large, indignant hand. Sally was always indignant. She was always good at that. And she always took most of her clothes. And I'd open the bottle, sit down, and look about. And there'd be a pink slipper under the bed. I'd finish the drink. Get down under the bed, throw that pink slipper in the trash. And next to the pink slipper, I'd find a pair of shit-stained panties. And there were hairpins everywhere. In the ashtray, on the dresser, in the bathroom, and her magazines were everywhere with their exotic covers. Band rapes girl, then throws her body from 400-foot cliff. 9-year-old boy rapes 4 women in Greyhound bus stop restroom, sets fire to repository disposal unit. Sally was a sloppy leaver. In the bottom drawer next to the Kleenex, I'd find all the notes I'd ever written her, neatly bound with 3 or 4 sets of rubber bands. And she was sloppy with photos. I'd find one of both of us crouched on the hood of our 56 Plymouth, Sally showing a lot of leg and grinning like, "Look, this thing bores me." Okay, all right. No, I don't like it. Listen.